It's the anniversary show, folks. 9 years of bike rides. Oh my goodness, are we that old? Long song to start the anniversary show and the long intro.
Well, you're never told not do what you're told. You're never told not do what you're told. You're never told not do what you're
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host for 9 years, Dan Ehrlich, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me in, through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
In the summer heat, give the town a show. When it gets too hot, you can take off all your clothes. Don't you call the cops on a half-naked man who's a freak now, it depends on where you stand.
That was actually probably the best one.
Walking across the sitting room, I turn the television off. Sitting beside you, I look into your eyes. As the sound of motor cars fades in the night time, I swear I saw your face change. It didn't seem quite right. And it's hello, babe, with your guardian hair so blue. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? Coming closer with our eyes, a distance falls around our bodies. Out in the garden, the moon seems very bright. Six saintly shrouded men move across the lawn slowly. The seventh walks in front with a cross held high in hand. And it's your supper's waiting for you. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? I've been so far from here, far from your warm arms. It's good to feel you again. It's been a long, long time. I know a fireman who looks after the
peace. wandering in the chaos the battle has left. We climb up the mountain of human flesh to a plateau of green grass and green trees full of life. A young figure sits still by a pool. He's been stamped human bacon by some butchery tool. He is you. Social security took care of this lad. We watch in reverence as Narcissus is turned to a flower.
A flower?
If you go down to Willow Farm to look for butterflies, flutterbys, gutterflies, surprise, everyone rides like the fox on the rocks. And the musical box. Oh, there's mum and dad, and good and bad, and everyone's happy to be here. There's Winston Churchill dressed in drag. He used to be a British flag. Plastic bag, what a drag!
so blue. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true?
Kicking off the ride this week, riders and listeners. Last week we did the long and deep show. Long songs only last week. And sometimes shows bleed together. Now the rest of this program won't be long songs only. But we really wanted to tack on to the last show, Hank and I, after taking a ride and hearing that one from Genesis, served up by Earl Bailey on the Deep Tracks channel of XM. No, I'm not doing a commercial for him. I'm just saying he is the god of DJs. And for reasons like this, we get exposed to deep songs. Now, Genesis was considered, or is considered now, prog rock. And prog rock, to me, is a term that, you know, I guess all genres are this way, aren't they, maybe? Where they only get really labeled retroactively. Generally, even quite long after they existed. And I don't think they were called prog rock in the 70s. Genesis, there's other bands. Kansas is another. Styx is another. They fall into this prog rock genre that I think that's a child of the new millennium. Somewhere along the line, they came up with prog rock. Call it what you want, but that Genesis was intense. And the reason it's such a long song is that it's really three songs put together. The title of it is Supper's Ready, and it begins with Supper's Ready and ends with Supper's Ready, written by Peter Gabriel. But they really credit the whole band to the whole song because everyone had a hand in it, and they did it in pieces, so each song was done separately, so they had an opportunity, they said, to really work on it in detail, more so than, you know, just a single song or a long song, because it was divided out for them and it seemed like three different projects. So anyway, what it really comes down to is it's a heck of a song. What it's about, That's in question two. I looked it up. To me, the first thing I heard, and I mentioned this to Hank, was it seemed to me like Supper's Ready was sort of like there's a man that's off to war or something like that, and maybe his wife or mate back home has found another lover and really doesn't talk about it, but indicates supper's ready when he gets home. I don't know. I read that into it myself. That's just my interpretation, but the band says, you know, it really is. There isn't. You can't pinpoint it because it's three different songs and it's like everybody had a different hand in it. But one revelation is that Peter Gabriel was in fact under the influence of hallucinogenics. And he says that it was later reported anyway that it was a bad trip that he was writing about. The whole thing's really about a bad trip. Who knows? I don't know. You could take it that way, too. It certainly runs through the gamut. I mean, it's got you. It's fast. It's slow. It's chill. And it's in your face. It's Genesis. And apparently it's prog rock. So this week, what's the show about, Dan? What do we got going on? Well, happy anniversary, Bike Rides. It's been 9 years since the first episode of Bike Rides was broadcast on KMSU or KMSK proper. Really, it was just KMSK for the first year, so technically we've been with Mankato for 8 years, and then we were just in Austin for the first year, and we really wanted a bigger audience, and I'm sure glad we did because the connections and friends we've made because of the Bike Ride Show and because of KMSU and just getting into that cool St. Peter art community, we've made a lot of good contacts, and I have no regrets about that. So in 9 years of Bike Rides, the show has certainly evolved. I cringe when I go back personally and listen to anything in the first 3 years. Who wouldn't? You know, everybody changes over time. Our opinions have changed, our personalities over time. We're getting older. But the rides continue, and the fun continues, and really the immaturity and silliness is still intact. So don't worry about that. We aren't going to do all long songs, though, the rest of the way. In fact, giving Hank the first pick, even though we're technically, you know, at the past the halfway point of the show, but it's just the second song. And I'm going to let Hank introduce it because I grabbed the phone and he had a little commentary about the song you're about to hear, and I'll just let him describe that for you, and then we'll go right into it.
Take one. Hey, great to be part of the anniversary show here. Hope everyone out there is doing the best they can and try to stay upbeat, and we're going to get this thing straightened out. Make sure you get out there and vote. Here's 10cc with Reds in My Bed.
There's a fat man who offers a change of scene. Says he'll guarantee my sheet will be clean when I get on the outside. But who can you trust when the walls have ears? I'm for taking like a drowning man, I'm going under. I've got reds in my bed. I'm not easily led to the slaughter.
bigger than they really need it. He got the dualies on his pickup when the dealer gave him a choice. Then he lost his job on the build site. Now he's a struggling to feed his boys. And the red cedar grows and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you.
Okay, riders and listeners, we just heard Charlie Parr with Over the Red Cedar paired up against 10cc Reds in My Bed, tying them together for 9 years here, the Bike Rides program on KMSU, KMSK. Now, you'll notice when Hank introduced that song, part of the recording I included was where Hank said, "Take one," because I gave Hank instructions while I walked away and he was recording that if he needed to cue up another take or two, he could just say take two and take three and whatever it took to get it done. When I came back out, I never really bothered to check it until now, and I discovered there is a take two.
Dan crashed on the mountain bike trail. was kind of a girly crash, so he doesn't want to talk about it. That was take two.
Okay, first of all, I have no problem talking about it. Yes, my bike went down on the mountain bike trail. And yeah, it was a really, really light looking crash. I get it, but see, what Hank's leaving out is the fact that I got an old injury in my wrist from a car accident when I was 29 years old that, I don't know, did some soft tissue damage of some kind. I kind of wish I'd had taken care of, but lived with it all my life. And when I was rounding what we call the Camelback on the mountain bike trail, one of the harder areas, in fact, Hank crashed pretty badly there a couple weeks ago, just saying. So it wasn't really a crash. What happened is when I took the corner, the pressure got too much on that wrist and I couldn't handle it. So I had to let go of the handlebar and I had to drop the bike. And consequently, I kind of had to roll myself off the ground because I'm on the side of a hill. So what he's calling a, I don't know, girly crash is actually me wrenching in pain on my way to the forest floor. And as we approach the end of this week's ride, the anniversary ride of 9 years, I want to let you know you are listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. If you're into the Bike Rides program, you can go to dansbikerides.com, find more information, and listen to all 9 years worth of shows. In fact, there's a number of 363 shows. So we're too shy of listening to a program every day for a year from the archives. In case the quarantine goes extra innings. And why wouldn't it? It's been a great 9 years. I can only hope for another 9. And next year, look for our 10-year anniversary show. I don't know. We're going to do something wild as heck. Dwayne, we need a budget. 10-year anniversary bike ride show. We got to do something, right? I don't know. I really want to thank the riders and listeners for sticking by us for 9 years. We're going to finish real strong with a bike rides classic. James McMurtry with Choctaw Bingo. One of the finest lyrically written songs I've ever heard. But before we do that, I want to play for you an interview I did recently with Hank. Yes, Hank. And I'm not exactly sure what was with Hank this night. He seemed a little out of sorts. He certainly wasn't himself. But I did the interview anyway and edited it all together the best I could. And well, we'll finish with that. Here's my interview with Hank. Happy anniversary, my friend. And it's nice to have you back, Hank, even if it's not in the actual studio. But we'll make the best of it. I believe this is about the first time I've ever actually interviewed you. I think it's going to be interesting. How do you feel about it?
Should be a fun ride, at least to start out with. We'll see where we end up. You never know.
Okay, going to get real on you right here in the beginning. You know, with a pandemic going on and everything, Hank, what steps have you taken to be safe?
I think I mixed up a cocktail and was on the air mattress.
Okay, that's a little awkward sounding. I mean, have you taken any concrete measures for your health? Like getting a flu shot?
I don't know why, but damn flu shot wasn't that effective.
Well, it seems a little early to be drawing that conclusion. Are you afraid at all that your age makes you especially vulnerable to the disease?
Yeah, for us seniors, holy crap.
Right.
God bless us, everyone.
As a welder by trade, I know that outside of a week-long furlough at the beginning, you've been working right through the shutdown. I can't help but be impressed by your dedication. What philosophy has kept you motivated the whole time?
I have to die at work, so be it.
Wow. Now that's dedication. How do you do it?
It takes a clear mind.
You mean it takes a clear mind to take it or not to take it?
It takes a clear mind to make it.
Okay, again with the awkwardness. And how do you manage to clear your mind? Yoga? Meditation? Essential oils?
I think I mixed up a cocktail and was on the air mattress.
I detect a trend here.
Downtown was hopping tonight as we rode through to the show.
So you were downtown tonight?
Yes.
Well, essentially you lied.
My wife believed it.
Hank, you almost seem proud about being so deceitful. How do you really feel about what you said?
Damn, I'm sounding good.
Let's try to turn this awkward ride in another direction. What are you looking forward to most when we finally get to return to the studio together?
How many days till Christmas, Dan?
Well, Hank, it's only September. I mean, give it some time here. I'm not exactly sure when
we... God, I can't wait for the Christmas show. Woo!
Calm down there, Jerry Falwell Jr. Well, it appears we are nearly out of time. Any final thoughts, Hank?
It was good while it lasted. That's for sure. Is the janitor around? We need extra ventilation.
Well, I can see that you're not acting much like the normal Hank today, but I don't think it has anything to do with ventilation. What did you do before the interview today?
I think I mixed up a cocktail and was on the air mattress.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a bit of a theme here. I think we'll just continue this conversation another day when you're a little more in sorts, Hank. Probably about time to end the interview.
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, Dan, and Loudon
Wayne. Slow down, Turbo. You know that's really my line.
I think I mixed up a cocktail and was on the air mattress.
Okay, I think we know where it goes from here. Interview over. We'll see you next Friday, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
And give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know he no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. He's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his Asian bride. Trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. Caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber chipping mill cooks at crystal meth because of shine don't sell. He cooks at crystal meth because of shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell.
cousin Roscoe, Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois, raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different, thought he'd just come on down. He's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's, you know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike, took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at the Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation, hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody ran a stoplight at the Shawnee Bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. Bob and May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma, where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the Bear Den primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. A Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol, I mean 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews, and some surplus traces for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time.
Thank you.
Thanks for riding along for 9 crazy effing years, Austin, Mankato, and all points in between.
Son of a bitch.
Hey Geert, heb je ook zo zin om richting de tropen te gaan?
Gotta buy me a ticket to the tropics.
Zo, Geert.
Nee, maar in de tropen heb je ook leeuwen natuurlijk, hè? Daar hou je niet van zeker.
Nou, ik ben dol op leeuwen. Als ze snurken. Hey, jij bent drinken. Sangriaatje misschien?
There's a land called Shangri-La.
Geert! Hey!
Hè?
Ik bedoel een glas, man.
Oh, sorry. Ik dacht dat je het liedje bedoelde.
Oké, dan gaan we met...